This is VOA News reporting via remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden arrived in the United Kingdom Wednesday ahead of Friday's start of the G7 summit. Biden kicked off his U.K. visit, telling U.S. troops stationed at the Royal Air Force Meldon Hall in Suffolk that the country is proud of their service and sacrifices also made by their families. Biden also told the troops he is going to communicate to Russian President Vladimir Putin next week that there are consequences for violating the sovereignty of democracies in the United States, Europe, and elsewhere. Russian-based hackers are believed to be behind ransomware attacks on a major U.S. fuel supplier and the country's one of the country's largest suppliers of meats. The president's main agenda in the U.K. is to attend the G7 summit, a meeting of the world's seven most advanced democracies, the United States, Britain, Canada, France, Germany, and Italy, and Japan. News reports say the United States is set to buy a half billion more doses of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine to share globally. According to people familiar with the plan, President Biden Thursday will announce the administration's going to buy 500 million doses for sharing through the global COVAX alliance. Sources say 200 million doses would be shared this year and the rest in the first half of next year. Sources: the announcement comes after the White House unveiled plans to start sharing America's existing vaccine supply, or surplus that is, with other nations. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News.